News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Today, the Oireachtas is going to see proposals to make sex for rent exploitation a specific criminal offence. And with us to talk about that is Corinne Hassan, who's Executive Director of the National Women's Council. Just before we get to that, Corinne, I just wanted to get your reaction to reports that demand for support from the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre apparently has reached unprecedented levels last year. Are you surprised to see that?
Sadly, Anton, I'm absolutely not surprised to hear that. I mean, and I, to be honest with you, I think over the next few years, we're going to see those figures continue to rise. I think we have a society which, in a good way, people are feeling comfortable to come forward and to reach out and to get help. But it's absolutely no surprise. And whilst I have you here, I suppose the big thing that I would say is it shows how much our funding for these organisations, such as the Dublin Rape Crisis, is so important to help people who've been affected by sexual abuse.
Now, to the issue of sex for rent and it being a specific criminal issue itself, as yes. I understand it, there are already laws that would encompass that kind of exploitation. There's the Criminal Law Sexual Offences Act, and there's the effectively rape charges would encompass some of it. Why does it need its own specific set of law?
So what we're seeing, and back in 2024, the National Women's Council, we launched research on sex for rent to really show how prevalent this was across society. And one of the biggest things that we realised is that there aren't protections for renters. So if you're renting out your house, you have to sign up to the RTB. Your tenants are then protected under that kind of link. But if you're renting a room in somebody's house, you don't really have those protections. So a lot of this is about going really, really, really hidden. And we're really, really welcome today of the fact that this is hopefully going to be an offence. So offering of accommodation in exchange for sex will hopefully be a crime very, very soon. But what we're asking for and what we're really hoping is there's going to be access to legal advice and trauma-informed service for survivors. Really importantly, we need dedicated training for Garda Síochána to not just identify that this is going on, but to be able to record it and to respond to cases of sex for rent.
Are these things not already a crime? Meaning, if that's the case, that the landlord is buying sex, which is a criminal activity, or they are removing from the capacity, the person, the capacity to give free and informed voluntary consent, which is a criminal activity. So surely they could already be prosecuted for this.
Under some ways they could be, but what we're finding and what I suppose the implementation of this is showing is that they're not. So what we're asking for today is for this to be made a very specific crime that will have its own training for guards, that will have its own kind of responses. And we're hoping, and to be honest with you, the Committee on Justice, Home Affairs and Migration are really, really supporting this. And they're the ones that are pushing for it. We need those protections for the renters, especially the licensees who are renting a room, who are often those ones that are excluded. But what we're also asking for, and this is the big thing, Anton, is that we need penalties for the platforms who are hosting the ads. So back in 2024, whenever we were conducting all this research, whenever we found ads that said no time wasters, we realized that these were the people who were essentially putting up ads for sex for rent. Whenever they realized that we were conducting this research, we made a public call for it. All of these ads were removed. So the platforms know what's going on. They know what's happening. And we need them to take control and to be able to support to remove these comments and to remove these ads from their platforms.
You mentioned that the training for the guards, Corinne, one of the things that the guards will say is that when it comes to things like sex trafficking and sex exploitation, the communities most likely to be victims of it also tend to be communities that will often have language difficulties, may have issues of trust with authority and with the Gardaí, and therefore it is extremely difficult to form prosecutions for those kind of criminal acts. Presumably the same will apply here. These will be tricky prosecutions to bring to bear.
Absolutely, Anton. And what we're finding is that the majority of people who are really, really impacted by this sex for rent, it is migrant women, it is international students. And in fact, there was a research conducted last year, a report by the Irish Council for International Students, and they found that 1 in 20 international students are being exposed to proposals of rent-free accommodation for sex. So you're absolutely right. It is marginalised communities. It is women who don't necessarily have Irish or English as their first language. But that doesn't mean that we need to kind of, you know, forget about them and ignore them. We need the guards to really work with us and to really work with making sure that they're putting in those right supports, you know, and we see it with other things. You know, yesterday, unfortunately, we had a very upsetting news, but we need to make sure that we have the right protections in place. We need to make sure that we have interpreters. We need to make sure that we have a victim-centered approach. And it's about making sure that this is an all-of-society approach as well, making sure that everybody's aware of it. Because one of the things, just to say, is like, this isn't a man down a dark alleyway that's, you know, going to jump out at you. This is your next-door neighbours. These are people that are in the states that we live in. And we need to make sure that everybody's keeping their eye out for this.
Corinne, thank you very much. Corinne Hassan there, Executive Director of the National Women's Council. And just to say, if any of the issues we were talking about affect you or somebody you know, Dublin Rape Crisis Centre has a free phone 24-hour national helpline at 1-800-77-8888. That's 1-800-77-8888.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.